With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was down last week, falling to its lowest level in more than a year, underscoring the resilience of the labor market amid higher interest rates. Jobless claim applications fell to 187,000 for the week ending January 3rd. That's a decrease of 16,000 from the previous week, according to the Labor Department. That's the fewest since September of 2022. A key sticking point remains in border security and Ukraine funding negotiations. That's after this week's White House meeting with congressional leaders. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Biden administration supports the presidential authority to allow migrants into the U.S. for special cases, but Republicans are opposed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells the Salem Radio Network that President Biden's policies are the problem.
When he's asked for money in the past, it hasn't been to stop the illegal immigration. It's been to process more illegals.
In Washington, GOP lawmakers are refusing to approve any further aid for Ukraine or Israel without border policy changes. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. military has launched another barrage of missiles against Houthi sites in Yemen.
The wave of ship and submarine launched missile strikes against Houthi locations marks the fourth time in days the U.S. has directly targeted the group as violence that ignited in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war continues to spill over in the Middle East. The strikes were launched from the Red Sea and hit targets the command deemed an imminent threat. The hits followed an official announcement on Wednesday that the U.S. has put the Houthis back on its list of specially designated global terrorists. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Global Christian Relief has unveiled the first ever searchable database of violent persecution against individuals because of their religion.
Many places around the world, people are facing violence, great discrimination and oppression to be able to practice their faith.
GCR President David Curry says the database is designed to draw attention to what has become a worldwide crisis.
I hope it's going to draw a whole bunch of people into this discussion to help solve this problem that we're facing, because it's really a fundamental human right. You don't have the right to study and believe, practice your own faith, you're not really free, because it is the first and most fundamental right.
Anyone can view the violence database at globalchristianrelief.org. It allows tracking of reports by date, country, and religion. This is SRN News. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik says the lower chamber is bringing two bills to the floor to provide information and resources to pregnant students and their parents to combat manipulation by pro-abortion Democratic agendas.
This week, House Republicans will bring to the floor the Pregnant Students' Rights Act and the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act to support critical pregnancy resource centers and provide necessary information to pregnant students combating manipulation by the far-left's radical pro-abortion agenda.
House Republicans will welcome hundreds of thousands of their constituents proudly participating in the March for Life on Friday. And former ESPN sportscaster Cordell Patrick was ejected from an RV during a Southern California freeway crash this week, suffered multiple broken bones. He will survive. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.